Part B. Listening and Translation. 1. Sentence Translation. Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear 5 English sentences. You will hear the sentences only once. After you have heard each sentence, translate it into Chinese and write your version in the corresponding space in your answer booklet. Now, let's begin Part B with sentence translation.
Sentence number 1. If you want to make good enough money at a job in the tertiary industry, getting the right training and education first is the best way to prepare for the future job market.
Sentence number 2. Reports are coming in of an earthquake in a small town 50 miles north of Sydney. Damages are said to be extensive, and the number of people killed is expected to rise sharply.
Sentence number 3. It doesn't work to translate advertisements word by word from one language into another for cultural differences. A humor to an American may not be funny in Chinese.
Sentence number 4. I was originally going to arrive next Tuesday, 26th of May, on flight BA117, but I've had to change to next Thursday on the same flight. I'm sorry for the delay.
Sentence number 5. An overnight plunge of 53 points in the Dow Jones will have an impact on the Far East market, which is likely to be depressed later this morning.
Two, passage translation. Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear two English passages. You will hear the passages only once. After you have heard each passage, translate it into Chinese and write your version in the corresponding space in your answer booklet. You may take notes while you are listening. Now, let's begin passage translation with the first passage.
Passage one. Although they have a lot of money, the baby boomers do not handle their money in the same way as their parents did. There are three reasons for this. First, the baby boom started after the Second World War, during times of inflation. The result of this is that baby boomers usually spend their money instead of saving it. Baby boomers are also heavy users of credit. Second, the baby boomers never experienced the economic difficulties of the 1930s. They grew up in comfort, even luxury. Finally, baby boomers generally have more leisure time than their parents did.
Passage 2. Good morning. It's good to be here with you at this meeting. My goal is to give you some information about changing world markets. Let's start by looking at the USA, which we could say is the United States of advertising. Can you think of a country with more advertising than the US? For example, you're watching a movie on TV. You're waiting for the good guy to get the bad guy, and bam, there's a commercial. A few minutes later, the good guy's in trouble, and Boom! Another commercial. Message after message. It's not like that in other countries. In places like France and Spain, you'll watch at least a half hour of the program. Then you'll get some commercials. This is the end of Section 4, Listening Test.
Shanghai City English Gaoji Koyi Ziga Cheng Shu, the Arji Ban Kao Shi, A. J.
Interpretation Section.
Part A. Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear two passages in English. After you have heard each paragraph, interpret it into Chinese. Start interpreting at the signal, and stop it at the signal. You may take notes while you are listening. Remember, you will hear the passages only once. Now let's begin Part A with the first passage.
Passage 1.
Our country has a worldwide reputation for quality agricultural products, and almost half of the country's export earnings are derived from farming. Scientific agricultural research, the use of modern machinery, and efficient pasture and soil management enables full advantage to be taken of a temperate climate and ample rainfall to obtain high yields from the land.Grassland farming remains our most important industry. As an active trading nation, our country is linked to its principal trade partners by sea and air services. This country is one of the world's largest exporters of wool and the largest exporter of dairy products and mutton.Other major exports are timber, fish, and horticultural produce. China is one of our principal trade partners. The two countries have experienced increasing exchanges in many areas in recent years, including the frequent exchanges in cultural, educational, and public health fields. Passage 2.
With the permission of my hosts, I would like to take full advantage of the National U.S.-China Business Council's status as an old friend of China and dwell not on the achievements of the past, not even the achievements of the recent past. Friends aren't being particularly helpful to one another if they spend their time patting each other on the back. I think the Chinese expression involves patting a horse on his rear and avoiding objective assessments of their respective situations. On the contrary, only a spirit of candor and frankness is consistent with a commitment to be a true friend. And so, my purpose today is neither to praise my Chinese friends for efforts made to date, nor is it to criticize them for steps not yet taken. It is rather an attempt to provide an objective view of the investment climate in China today as a foreign businessman might see it.
Part B. Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear two passages in Chinese. After you have heard each paragraph, interpret it into English. Start interpreting at the signal, and stop it at the signal. You may take notes while you are listening. Remember, you will hear the passages only once. Now, let's begin Part B with the first passage.
Passage 1. 各位代表，欢迎参加世界文明论坛大会。世界是丰富多彩的，世界文明是多元的。各国人民走过了不同的历史发展道路，有着不同的文化背景、社会制度和价值观念，延续着不同的生活方式。这种多样性正是世界充满竞赛、活力和创新的根本原因。各国之间应该加强交流和了解，在相互尊重和平等对待的基础上共同前进，而不应让这种多样性成为阻碍各国人民携手共进的隔阂，更不应该人为地从中挑起对立和冲突。尊重和发展世界文明的多样性，并在这种多样性中找到共同利益，是人类社会向前发展的伟大动力。
Passage 2. 剑桥大学是世界著名学府，曾经培养出许多为人类进步事业做出杰出贡献的伟大科学家、思想家和诗人，如牛顿、培根、米尔顿、拜伦、达尔文。有着700多年历史的剑桥大学，也是获得诺贝尔奖学者最多的大学，在世界高等学府中居于显要的地位。剑桥大学与中国的交往始于100多年前，许多中国学者曾不远万里到剑桥求学，如中国杰出的数学家华罗庚。今天，中国高等学府与剑桥大学继续保持良好的交流与合作，这对加强两国的文化交流、推进科技进步产生了积极的作用。
This is the end of interpretation section.
Shanghai 市英语高级口译资格证书第二阶段考试 B 卷
Interpretation section.
Part A. Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear two passages in English.After you have heard each paragraph, interpret it into Chinese. Start interpreting at the signal, and stop it at the signal. You may take notes while you are listening. Remember, you will hear the passages only once. Now let's begin Part A with the first passage.
Passage 1.
China's rapid rise is taking the whole world by surprise. the direction China takes toward cooperation or conflict with the United States will profoundly affect Asia and the world at large for decades. The emergence of China as a power that is stable and open, that embraces free markets and the rule of law, is deeply in the interests of the American people. By expanding areas of cooperation and dealing with our differences, we can advance fundamental interests and values of our two countries. Our task of building a secure world will be much easier with China's participation in globalization. China is a permanent member of the United Nations Security Council. Its support is crucial for peacekeeping and anti-terrorism efforts in the world. Next week, I will discuss with Chinese leaders our visions of the future and the kind of strategic relationship we must have to promote cooperation, not conflict. Passage 2.
What about the potential market in China? Some investors are content to consider China merely as a production base to support marketing activities elsewhere in Asia. But for many more, part of the attraction of the People's Republic of China is the potential market for goods. How can a firm find out what the size of the market is, what its potential partner's share is, and how much that share is likely to grow as a result of the investment? Traditionally, China was not forthcoming with detailed information on supply and demand. But in the past decade and more, the Chinese government has spent great efforts to tackle the problem of limitations on domestic marketing channels imposed by transportation bottlenecks, lack of communication, and administrative requirements. Because often these are critical factors in determining whether a firm can take advantage of economies of scale, they can make all the difference.
Part B. Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear two passages in Chinese. After you have heard each paragraph, interpret it into English. Start interpreting at the signal, and stop it at the signal. You may take notes while you are listening. Remember, you will hear the passages only once. Now, let's begin Part B with the first passage.
Passage 1. 为了适应经济全球化和信息技术迅速发展的需要，北京玄武区发展规划委员会计划在今后五年内在该区建成一个国际媒体集团。规划中的国际媒体大道以配备智能、数字设备的现代化楼群为特征，是专门为报业、出版业和其他相关企业的进驻而设计的。该国际媒体大道从玄武门到南二环路总长3200米，距离天安门广场仅2公里，是一个超大型的建筑区域。国际媒体集团将建在沿大道两旁面积为400万平方米的土地上，这项工程预计耗资280亿元人民币。Passage 2. 银行界内人士认为，加入世贸组织将对中国商业银行带来两大影响。首先是业务可能流失，国内商业银行将不得不为了进行低成本、低风险、高回报的交易，为了发展人民币业务，为了争取公司客户，而同强有力的外资银行进行竞争。其次是人才流失和风险增加。在人才竞争中，外资银行很可能以其更具竞争力的报酬和更吸引人的人才管理机制，从国内银行挖走更多的专业人士。为应对上述这些问题，我认为 国内商业银行应尽快制定方案，改革现行的管理与经营机制。
This is the end of interpretation section.
Section 3, 上海市英语高级口译资格证书第一阶段考试。
Section 1, Listening Test. Part A, Spot Dictation.Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear a passage and read the same passage with blanks in it. Fill in each of the blanks with the word or words you have heard on the tape. Write your answer in the corresponding space in your answer booklet. Remember, you will hear the passage only once. Now, let's begin Part A with spot dictation.
A United Nations conference has adopted measures to speed up global action to protect people and the environment from hazardous wastes. The measures were adopted at a conference in Geneva called to strengthen the Basel Convention, a UN treaty that laid down environmental standards for the disposal and management of hazardous wastes.The United Nations estimates the world produces around 150 million tons of hazardous waste each year. The major achievement of the conference, which concluded Friday, was the adoption of a strategic plan to deal with all this waste. Over the next 7 years, the plan aims to implement concrete measures to minimize risks from hazardous stockpiles of obsolete pesticides, used tools,toxic substances in ships, and so on. The Basel Convention, which was approved in 1995, outlawed the transfer of hazardous and toxic waste from developed to developing countries. Since then, the legal trade in these toxic substances has decreased, but the illegal trade in these substances is thriving. It is common knowledge that waste managementand waste traffic brings money. It is a business, and there is interest in having a lucrative business, not paying the proper cost of treatment, the proper cost of recycling. And if there is opportunity for disposing of such hazardous waste cheaply in someone else's backyard, the temptation is there. The conference also approved a series of guidelines on the disposal and recycling of batteries,plastic bottles, biomedical and healthcare wastes. According to a UN environmental official, hazardous waste comes in many forms, all of them potentially dangerous. A lot of biomedical healthcare waste contains pathogens or organisms that may cause diseases to the people. For the dismantling of ships,A lot of ships are containing hazardous chemicals, such as oil and heavy metals, which, if they are allowed to be disposed of into the environment without the proper containment and control, the environment will be damaged. Last year, an estimated 300 million mobile phones were sold. One of the achievements of the conference was a pledge from major manufacturers,that they will help to ensure the safe disposal of mobile phones when their life ends.
Part B, Listening Comprehension. Directions. In this part of the test, there will be some short talks and conversations. After each one, you will be asked some questions. The talks, conversations, and questions will be spoken only once. Now listen carefully and choose the right answer to each question you have heard and write the letter of the answer you have chosen in the corresponding space in your answer booklet. Now let's begin Part B with Listening Comprehension. Questions 1 to 5 are based on the following conversation.
To deal with the problem of juvenile delinquency, many states have set up correctional boot camps. Newsweek Miami correspondent David Gonzalez reported on those correctional boot camps for this week's issue. He's on the line with us now, along with Dale Parent of Apt Associates in Cambridge, Massachusetts, author of a new report on boot camps for the National Institute of Justice. Welcome to Newsweek on Air. David, about how many states have these boot camp programs now?
At this point, we have about 15 programs in 9 states. There's a wide variation among them in terms of how much emphasis they put on the military routine.
What do they do exactly, beyond the physical exertions and the discipline?
Okay, I visited the Florida program, and I spent some time at the intake process with them. What they do is, they have basically 4 components to their program. One of them is military drill and ceremony. Another one is obstacle courses, physical training, if you will. Another one is drug counseling and values clarification. It's basically aimed at getting them to change their ways of thought regarding crime and their responsibility to themselves and to the community they come from.
Any evidence that they're successful?
It's difficult to come across it. There hasn't been anything that has been very systematic and analytical in its approach. You hear a lot of anecdotal evidence about its success. I talked with a couple of kids who went through it and said it did change their lives, but there's nothing hard. There's nothing that says this actually does reduce recidivism or to, in the long run, wind up being less expensive.
But it is a quicker way to set up a holding area for prisoners in a period when we're really running short of jail cells.
That's part of it. That's part of the way it's sold, that it will reduce overcrowding. But again, unless there is solid evidence that it reduces recidivism, people may be fooling themselves. In the short run, one of the things that it does do, it appeals to people's instincts for a quick retribution among young offenders. People are tired of young punks terrorizing their communities. And when they see videotapes of these programs, it appeals to people on a very visceral level. Seeing these young punks having to stand to attention, drop and do push-ups, say, yes sir, no sir, and march in double time, that sells really well. And it sells especially well among politicians who, in most cases, are the ones who initiate these programs.
Thank you.
Question number 1. According to David Gonzalez, how many boot camp programs are there now? Question number 2. Which of the following statements is true about boot camp programs? Question number 3. What is the purpose of the boot camp program? Question number 4. For what reason do people like the idea of boot camps? Question number 5. According to the man, who initiate these boot camp programs in most cases?
Questions 6 to 10 are based on the following news.
Washington. Despite his deep-rooted unpopularity in Britain, U.S. President George W. Bush says he's not concerned about massive protests when he opens his state visit in London today. No, not concerned at all. Glad to be going to a free country where people are allowed to protest, Bush said on Sunday. After arriving at Heathrow Airport, the president and his wife, Laura, will be whisked to Buckingham Palace and largely kept in what Bush himself describes as a security-enclosed bubble, cut off from activity in the rest of the city. I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be a fantastic experience, Bush told reporters at the White House. Bush fielded a number of questions about the expected visit, during which he will meet with his key ally in the Iraqi invasion, British Prime Minister Tony Blair. I'm looking forward to sitting down with him in person, he said. Brasilia. Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva is contemplating his first cabinet reshuffle in a bid to boost his political clout as key economic reforms risk getting bogged down in Congress. The reshuffle, which has been discussed for months, became more urgent after a string of public relations blunders underlined what analysts say is poor coordination in some areas of the government of Brazil's first working-class president. The ministerial reshuffle is in a hurry because of the reforms, said political analyst Walter de Goes, referring to overhauls of the tax and public pension systems the government adopted as key goals to achieve by year-end. Belgrade. The strong showing of an ultra-nationalist ally of Slobodan Milosevic in the failed presidential ballot is a giant step back and jeopardizes the republic's hard-won international support, Foreign Minister Goran Svilanovic said yesterday. Serbia failed for a third time to elect a president because voter turnout was below the 50% minimum required by the law. In a major blow to the pro-Western authorities, ultra-nationalist candidate Tomislav Nikolic led his pro-Western rival with 46% of the vote in Sunday's balloting. Brussels. European Union Foreign Policy Chief Javier Solana said yesterday that Iran had been honest about its nuclear program and should not be reported to the UN Security Council this week for potential sanctions. His comments were in sharp contrast to the stance of the United States, which wants the UN nuclear watchdog to declare Tehran has not complied with the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, NPT, and to report it to the Security Council. Speaking before meeting a top Iranian national security official, Solana said it was up to Tehran now to comply with an agreement it reached with three EU foreign ministers last month to halt uranium enrichment and open all its nuclear facilities to intrusive spot checks by UN inspectors. Colombo. Sri Lanka's government rejected a call for a national unity coalition yesterday, but said it hoped to hold talks with the president this week to resolve a political crisis and allow peace talks with Tamil Tiger rebels to resume. The bid to end 20 years of war has been in turmoil since President Chandrika Kumaratunga sacked the defense, interior, and media ministers and suspended parliament early this month, accusing the prime minister of conceding too much to the rebels. The Prime Minister says he is available to meet tomorrow or Thursday. As of this moment, he has not received a response, but he stands ready, Cabinet Spokesman G.L. Perez said.
Question number 6. Which of the following statements is not true about Bush's visit to Britain? Question number 7. What is the main reason behind the cabinet reshuffle in Brazil? Question number 8. Why did Serbia fail for a third time to elect a president? Question number 9. According to the European Union foreign policy chief, which of the following statements is true about Iran? Question number 10. What did Sri Lanka's government do yesterday?